It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Dave Jellin. He is the commander of American Legion Post 3. And coming up this Saturday, September 11th, they are going to have a remembrance for all those that were killed and honored those who sacrificed everything that happened on that day. You know, it's been 20 years, but it's still something that we all can really remember. And you know what? It's good to just have a moment to remember everything that went on that day and those that really paid the ultimate sacrifice for that. And once again, we were just talking off the air, and it's still to me, it's very raw. September 11th is. And Dave, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You know, this is one thing. Thank you for doing something like this, because, you know, you always hear people wanting to do different things for September 11th. And to me, this is probably the most respectful thing or the most, you know, appropriate thing to do for September 11th. And it is, because there were so many. We were just talking about the fact before we came on the air, there were so many heroes, and you don't want to throw that word around, but there were so many heroes that were made that day.
Definitely. They were made heroes out of opportunity to do things, usually out of just the sheer threat of danger, or the danger itself without the threat. And this ceremony, we're going to highlight the actual casualties in the buildings when those two jets went in. We're going to talk about the firefighters and the other first responders who ran into those buildings. We're also going to talk a little bit about Flight 93, where the passengers fought with the terrorists to take over, one because they had heard what had happened to the other two flights. And we'll touch on the flight that hit the Pentagon as well.
And really, this was a day, like we said, that a lot of people stepped up and did things that were not expected of them at all.
No, they became leaders in the buildings to help evacuations, even without the first responders. You can find all kinds of historical interviews that they found people, the TV crews found people and said, "What'd you do?" And they brush it off and said, "I didn't do anything but help my friends escape." They themselves are the heroes, because they did help others, not when called upon, but before they were called upon.
And so this is going to happen once again this Saturday, September 11th, starting at 10 a.m. down at the Peace Gardens. And what are you going to, you know, what is this all going to be comprised of?
Basically, a little history, a lot of appreciation for the first responders. I know most of us in this community were not there, but there were some. The other is what it's cost us as a community and as a society in the last 20 years. And we're going to touch on Afghanistan, not the politics part of it, but the history of it, up to and including the last explosion with 13 dead and far more wounded. So we're going to honor all of them. And the idea is to bring them to the forefront, that they're not just a soundbite on the evening news, if they're on there at all. They're not like a politician or an actor gets in trouble and on the news. We're talking about the troops on the ground, the sailors, everybody involved in the whole war on terrorism that 9/11 brought us to.
And so once again, this is going to be something that please try and make it out for this. It's going to be, you know, September 11th. It's Saturday. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. It'll be down. It'll be outside at the Peace Gardens. The American Legion will be there. And it's a great way, once again, to remember everything that happened on that day 20 years ago. It's still, you know, it still sits in your memory. It's one of those things that, you know, I wasn't alive during that, but it's one of those things that people like, where were you when the Kennedy assassination and those kinds of, it's just something that you remember as a country. And really, it rallied the country at that point. It really did.
It did for a short time, but it did rally the country. It unified the voice. Flags came off shelves, were out of boxes, and decorated doors and porches everywhere. Also joining me for this is Fire Chief Peterson, and then Sheriff Wood, and a couple police chiefs and other fire chiefs will be joining us at the podium, and a couple other speakers.
So make sure you make time to go out there and be there for this. It's very, very important. It's going to be a morning of remembrance once again, Saturday, September 11th, 10 a.m. at the Price City Peace Gardens. Now, if anybody has questions about this, can they get in touch with you down at the American Legion Post?
Definitely. They give us a call at 435-630-847.
Commander David Gellin, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in, and thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
This is something that, you know, people need to get out and support and remember those that we lost on September 11th.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.